USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Infectious disease doctor Fauci says a COVID-19 vaccine may be ready in weeks.
We will know whether a vaccine is safe and effective by the end of November, the beginning of December. The question is, once you have a safe and effective vaccine or more than one, how can you get it to the people who need it as quickly as possible?
During the debate, President Trump indicated top military brass will use their might to distribute the vaccines to Americans. A thriller in the World Series Game 4 Saturday, as heard on Fox Sports.
Jansen, that is in the center field.
Game 5 is set for tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Many Americans see Judge Amy Barrett as a good fit for the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee gives Fox News her opinion why Democrats are fighting the nomination so hard.
One of the reasons you were seeing the left fight this so fiercely is because they do not want a female from the political center-right on the Supreme Court. You know, Will, they have invested the last 45 years into creating a narrative that you are not fully female in this country unless you've been to the agenda of the left.
Republican Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I have no doubt about her capability to do the job and to do it well. I have concluded that she is the sort of person that we want on the Supreme Court.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The contradiction will be a stain on the leader's forehead and on the entire Republican caucus if it continues.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody? USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiffs' counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
COVID-19 vaccine trials continue to be researched.
Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
USA Radio News.